Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Satutta Sara Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Satutta Sara Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai, Namacharya Sarahardas Thakur Ki Jai, Vimsakonsa Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Garadhar, Shivasri Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sisi Radha Krishna Gokopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Girigova Dham Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Gopurinanda. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glorious to Sri Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Today we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 14, Madhyalila, Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes, Texts 63 through 91. Anginati Mahaprabhu Lana Bhakta Gana Anande Aramba Kaila Nartana Kirtana. While Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Subhadra sat on their respective thrones, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to perform Sankirtan with great pleasure, chanting and dancing in the yard of the temple. Anande Mahaprabhura Prema Utaida Geki Shabda Loka Prema Sagare Bhashira. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and all the people who saw him were also overflooded in the ocean of love of Godhead. Nitya Kari Sandhya Kare Atikti Kahira Aitota Ashi Prabhu Vishrama Karida. In the evening, after finishing his dancing in the yard of the Gundicha temple, the Lord observed the Artik ceremony. Thereafter, he went to a place called Aitota and took rest for the night. Advaitadi Bhakta Gana Nimantana Paila Mukya Mukya Navajana Navadira Paila. For nine chief devotees, headed by Advaitacharya, got an opportunity to invite the Lord to their home. So this section we just finished last week, the first verse I read today was 63, describing while Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra sat on their respective thrones, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to perform Sankirtan with great pleasure, chanting and dancing in the yard of the temple. So when there's a Rath Yatra from the main deity, from the main temple, the Dwela, the cart comes to Gundicha, and the same ceremonies that were performed on the main temple with the deities coming from the main temple, getting onto the carts, sweeping the carts, and then going forward, take place in the opposite format, where they take the deities, they have to get these big platforms of wood and place them on the carts once the deities have arrived in Gundicha, and then bring the deities down off their chariots and place them into the temple of Gundicha, which has been cleansed the day before. So this goes all the way back to the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, which has been months for us in the way we're reading this story, narration. But in actuality, it's only one day. So that's where we're at with this particular section. There's 30 verses today, no purports. So there are different sections to the story. First section is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performing his sankirtan with his devotees for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath in front of them every day in that temple. And surrounding Gaudiya were many gardens. Today, due to development of the town, it's pretty much concrete and tar, and there's a big bus stand. There is a Gaudiya Math, Bibi Puri Maharaj, his temple is there, and I'm assuming that's the area that's going to be described soon where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to rest. Yeah. Unless it's that, tota means garden. So Aitota, I don't know what that means in Korean, maybe special garden or big garden. But basically there's no real place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed, which will be described now. So for 9 days, the different devotees invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their homes for prasadam. And now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, for a few verses, will veer off and explain that this took place during the entire 4 months of the rainy season. Text 67. Arabhakta gana chatur masya yata dina eka eka dina kari kaila batana. During the 4 months of the rainy season, the remaining devotees extended invitations to the Lord for 1 day each. In this way, they shared invitations. Charima sara dina mukya bhakta bantinida ara bhakta gana avasarana paida. For the 4 month period, all the daily invitations were shared amongst the important devotees. The rest of the devotees did not get an opportunity to extend invitations to the Lord. Eka dina nimantrana karidu itina midi eta mata mahaprabhura nimantrana keli. Since they could not get 1 day each, two or three devotees combined to extend an invitation. These are the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of invitations. Now the rest of the verses that we have today are very appropriate for this hot season. It's Lord Chaitanya's water pastimes with his devotees in Indradumna tank. Text 70. Pratakale snana kari deki jagannath sankirtana nitya kari bhakta ganasat. After taking his bath early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. Then he would perform sankirtan with his devotees. Kabu advaita nischaya kabu nityanande kabu haridase nachaya kabu achyutanande. By chanting and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced Advaita Acharya to dance. Sometimes he induced Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, and Achyutananda to dance. Kabu Vakresvare Kabu Arabhakta Gane Krisandhya Ketane Kare Gundicha Pragane. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged Vakreshwar and the other devotees in chanting and dancing. 3 times daily, morning, noon, and evening, he would perform sankirtan in the yard of the Gaudiya temple. Vrindavana Aila Krishna Eprabhura Jnana Krishna Ravihara Spurti Haila Avasana. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that Lord Krishna had returned to Vrindavan. Thinking this, his feelings of separation from Krishna subsided. Radha Sange Krishna Lila Ehaila Gyane Erase Magna Prabhu Haila Ahane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he remained personally merged in this consciousness. Nano Gyane Bhakta Sange Vrindavana Lila Indra Dumna Sarovare Kare Jalakeda. There were many gardens near the Gaudiya temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees used to perform the pastimes of Vrindavan in each of them. In the lake named Indradumna, he sported in the water. Apane sakale bhakta sinchik jaladiya Sabha Bhakta Gane Sinche Chudike Bidhiya. The Lord personally splashed all the devotees with water, and the devotees surrounding him on all sides also splashed the Lord. Kabu Eka Mandala Kabu Aneka Mandala Charamanduka Vadisabe Bhadhaya Katala. While they were in the water, sometimes they formed a circle, and sometimes many circles. While in the water, they used to play cymbals and imitate the croaking of frogs. Dui dui jani midi kare jara rana, kaya kare kaya jine prabhu kare darshane. Sometimes two would pair off and fight in the water. One would emerge victorious and the other defeated, and the Lord would watch all this fun. Advaita Nityanande Jhare Pera Veri Acharya Hayeti Pachi Kare Garagati. The first sporting took place between Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu, who threw water upon one another. Advaitacharya was defeated, and he later began to rebuke Nityananda, calling him bad names. Vidyanandira Jhare Keri Swarupa Asani Gupta Dati Jarakeri Kari Duijana. Swarup Damodar and Vidyanidhi also threw water upon one another, and Murari Gupta and Vasudev Dat also sported in that way. Srivas Sahita Jarakera Gadadhara Raghava Pandit Sani Peiva Krishvara. Another duel took place between Srivas Thakur and Kadadhar Pandit, and yet another between Raghava Pandit and Rakreshwara Pandit. Thus they all engaged in throwing water. Sarvabhoma Sangha Keli Ramananda Rai Gambirya Keli Donhara Haira Shishu Prai. Indeed, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya engaged in water sports with Sri Ramananda Rai, and they both lost their gravity and became like children. Mahaprabhu Tandonhara Chalya Chalya Dekhiya Gopinatha Charya Kichu Tahena Ahisya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the exuberance of Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, he smiled and spoke to Gopinatha Charya. Pandit Gambira Dunhe Pramani Kajani Bala Chale Chale Kare Karaha Vajana. Tell Bhattacharya and Ramananda to stop their childish play, because they are both learned scholars, very grave and great personalities. Gopinatha kahe tomara kripa maha sindhu uchalita kareyabe kara eka bindu. Gopinathacharya replied, I believe that one drop of the ocean of your great mercy has swelled upon them. Meru mandara parvata dubhaya tatata e dui ganda saila iharaka karta. A drop from the ocean of your mercy can drown great mountains like Sumeru and Mandara. Since these two gentlemen are little hills by comparison, there is no wonder that they are being drowned in the ocean of your mercy. Sukshataka Kalikaita Janmageva Tanra Tanra Liramrita Payao Ekripa Tomara. Logic is like a dry oil cake from which the oil has been extracted. Bhattacharya passed his life eating such dry cakes, but now you have made him drink the nectar of the transcendental pastimes. It is certainly a great mercy upon him. Hasi Mahaprabhu Tabe Advaita Anila Jalero Paratanri Sesha Shaya Kaila. After Gopinathacharya finished talking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and, calling for Advaitacharya, made him act like the Sesha Naga bed. Apane tanhara upara kaila sayana Sesha shai dibra prabhu kaira prakatana. Lying down on Advaita Prabhu, who was floating in the water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated the pastimes of Sesha shai Vishnu. Advaita nija shakti prakata kariya Mahaprabhu Dana Gule Jalete Dashiya. Manifesting his personal potency, Advaitacharya floated about on the water, carrying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. E Mata Jala Krida Karikata Kachana After sporting in the water for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his place at Aitota, accompanied by his devotees. Om Agnate Mirandasya Ganandana Sarakaya Chakshurun Militam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. For so long, I always never really had a good grasp on why this chapter is called The Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. In the future texts, we'll read about the conversation between Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur at the Harapanchami festival, glorifying the pastimes of Vrindavan. And I always used to equate this chapter with that conversation, thinking that must be the essence of the instruction. But simultaneous to preparing for this class, we're studying Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Rupa Goswami in our online course. And it enlightened me to the science behind why this chapter is called The Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes, and we just read it. There are no purports. So the network of information has to be compiled from different places in order to really understand it. For example, hearing of the different people engaged in fighting in the water. If they're just names, then we don't really appreciate the depth of the enjoyment they had. But when we understand who they are and who's fighting one another, then it becomes more relishable, like Lord Nityananda and Advaita. They have numerous pastimes together where they're taking prasadam, throwing prasadam, yelling at each other, calling each other ill names. And now in the water, they became like children and also manifested that. Or Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, who are both grave, very brahminical type personalities. But yet they became like children in the water, throwing water at one another and playing. So in order to understand that mood, there's a science. I had a really nice lecture. Anybody at home, is the internet working? It's not working here, so I don't know if we're broadcasting. But there's a really nice lecture where Srila Prabhupada is describing that this is not just sentiment. It's science. So if you're on YouTube and you go to Science, Not Sentiment, and you find Prabhupada's lecture, it's several minutes, and it describes, Srila Prabhupada's explaining that our heart, everything's happening in our heart. What happens in your heart manifests as physical activity on the outside. Same as the Bhakti Lata Beach. So this is where I link the two different sections. Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Rupa Goswami about Rati, Rasa, and Bhava, and these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's in the Gundicha temple, where he's feeling that Krishna has returned to Vrindavan. So there's a Braj Bhakti mood, rather than the mood which was more or less always manifested in the temple, the main temple, in Jagannath Puri. So let us take our path and current and flow in that direction. The innermost part, aspect, feature of the living entity and of the Lord is a particular mood, sthayi bhava, sanatan dharma. Srila Prabhupada, we've all heard the examples that sanatan dharma is the nature of something. It can't change. Sugar is sweet. Water is wet. Water might become ice or steam, but it's temporary. When you bring it back to normal temperature, it's wet. Chilies are hot. Similarly, each living entity has a particular relationship with a specific form of the Lord. And the process of Krishna consciousness is awakening that. That attachment for Krishna is called rati. It's attachment. It grows into affection, but it's attachment for Krishna based on an eternal relationship. And that rati has different levels and different categories according to the personalities and the forms of the Lord that they relate to. I'm also reading about, because I go ahead in my course, so I'm also reading Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatana Goswami, which is the next chapter after Rupa Goswami. And he's describing all the different forms of the Lord which expand themselves unlimitedly. And they all have their own devotees. So according to the rati, the affection of the devotee, there's a responsive relationship from the Lord's side. Yayatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mamavart manuvartante manusiparta savasham. As they surrender unto me, or as they approach me, I reward them accordingly, or I respond accordingly. If someone comes up to you, like I was thinking of some different examples that might express this, and if an older person is approached by a younger person with great enthusiasm, oftentimes the older person, who might be kind of tired and grumpy, becomes enlivened in that association. They become perked up. It's a natural relationship. If someone comes up in there and they've been in an accident and their hand or they're bleeding, then there's an immediate natural response to that person's approach. Now those two are very different. Same people might be approached differently, but according to the way that the Lord is approached, he responds and relates accordingly. So, okay, thank you. So YouTube is working now? Science, not sentiment. Thank you. So Rupa Goswami will describe the different rati, categories of rati. We know them, but it's nice to hear them, because what will happen is that by hearing them and digesting them and contemplating them, we will better understand what's going on here and why it's called the pastimes of Vrindavan. So let me read some of the purports, just little descriptions of the different rati, and then describe how that turns into rasa. An appreciation of the Lord, greatness of the Lord, is called shantarati. So shanta is more or less a neutral but understanding of the Lord's greatness. We could even say that many other religions who don't know about the personal features of the Lord, but understand there's a greatness, a greater power, an omnipotent entity, would have shanta rati. They have an attraction for that supreme being. So he relates with them by manifesting that. And that's the depth of their relationship. A devotee in shanta rati is not very much willing to render service to the Lord. But a devotee in dasya rati voluntarily wants to render service. Due to this attitude, the devotee in dasya rati realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead more fully than a devotee in shanta rati. He considers the Lord to be a worshipable object, and this means that his attachment for the Lord increases. So you can see that when one understands that the Lord is a person, that the rati transforms into something more personal and a desire to serve and please the Lord by activity, by rendering service. The sakya rati, or friendship devotee, is so advanced that he treats the Lord on an equal level and even exchanges joking words with him. Although one is never equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Sakya Rati devotee feels equal to the Lord, and he does not feel guilty because of this. This is a big step. And there are different categories of sakya, or friendship, and we'll discuss that in a minute. But to be friendly with the Lord is more intimate in the relationship. So when one approaches the Lord with rati of friendship, the reciprocation is more friendly. The next stage. When a living entity is situated on the platform of vatsalya rati, He thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his childhood feature. In this feature, the Lord has to be protected by the devotee. And at that time, the devotee takes the position of being worshipped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is an entire 180-degree switch from what we were just talking about earlier. Rather than thinking the Lord's this great big omnipotent entity, or that he's to be served with awe and reverence, now it's completely the opposite, that the Lord has to be maintained and taken care of in his childhood feature. The love, the rati, which is manifested, which is naturally in the heart, just like the mother of a king, or the mother of a president, or the mother of a famous person, sees that child as a child. That's her natural relationship with that person. These feelings of parental love are called vatsalya rati. When the devotee is situated on this platform, he wants to maintain the Lord like a son, and he desires all good fortune for the Lord. He offers blessings to the Lord by touching his feet and head. And finally, madhurya rati, or the conjugal relationship experienced between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the young damsels of Brajabhumi, continuously exists in eight kinds of remembrances. And what's described next is how the Lord, the Personality of Godhead, relates with those who approach him in madhurya rati. The intimate relationship brought about by conjugal love produces movements of the eyebrows, glancing, sweet words, and exchanging of joking words. So we can see that there is a gradual intimacy which manifests due to the rati of the living entity towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you take the entire process of Vedic culture, Vedaischasavaraham Evavedya, and put it into a condensed version, our whole process is to awaken that natural rati within the heart of all living entities. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabu Noi, Sravanada Sudha Chite, Karaya Udoy, to awaken it toward Krishna. Right now, we have our rati toward so many other things, to put it broadly. So, then the Lord went on to describe that there are two categories of rati. One is called Aishvarya Gyan Misra rati, and the other is called Kevala rati. Now, what happens is that when a devotee of the Lord performs devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Tadasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, or Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam, then they're doing that in a particular mood. It's very important, and that will be, you'll hear it in the verse, in the science, not sentiment. Our sentiment has to be refined. How is it refined? Anybody help? How do we refine our sentiment? Very good, thank you. Association. Association with pure devotees will refine our sentiment, hearing from them, associating with them, becoming absorbed and understanding their moods, and then following that. Not just hearing about it. There has to be some acceptance and following in order to imbibe a similar mood in our own realm. So when that happens, there are two basic categories. Aishvarya Gyanamisra Bhakti, Rasa. Rasa manifests when rati and devotional service mix. The rati, the affection or attachment for the Lord, mixed with devotional service, churn it, the butter is rasa. And then there are so many different features of rasa, which are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjvala Nilamani. So here are some different examples of Aishvarya Ganamisa. When Kamsa was killed, Vasudeva and Devaki were in the wrestling arena, but they were shackled. And when Krishna killed Kamsa, he and Balaram had come for the wrestling match. They killed Kamsa, and they came over and undid the shackles of Vasudeva and Devaki and paid their obeisances to their parents, who were the parents of Krishna and Balaram. And immediately, the natural parental affection of Vasudeva and Devaki both swelled in their hearts. But because Krishna had manifested his four-armed form before Vasudeva and Devaki when he first appeared in the prison house, they knew who he was. So they couldn't just embrace him in public. And they stood and just pranamed, Hare Krishna. Their affection was crippled. It was stunted. When they were on the chariot, Arjuna and Krishna, in complete friendship, but Krishna took a role and manifested his opulences in such a way that Arjuna became overwhelmed. He became bewildered. And when he saw this, he said to Krishna, his love, his friendship, his rati, became overwhelmed by Aishvarya Gyan, the knowledge of Krishna's opulences. Thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you, O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend, not knowing your glories. Please forgive whatever I may have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times, jesting as we relaxed, laying on the same bed or sitting or eating together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. O infallible one, please excuse me for all these offenses. So the love is transformed. It's Aishvarya Gyana Misra. It's mixed. Misra means mixed Aishvarya Gyana with the knowledge of opulence of the Absolute. Question arises, should we study and learn about the opulences of the Absolute, of Krishna, or just kind of have that sentiment that, no, I just want to be friends. I don't really care about his opulences. This will be described further by Srila Prabhupada. In science, not sentiment. Oh, now it's not working. Watch it when you get home. Okay. And not like Prabhupada. Sorry. That one, it's science. It's really beautiful how he describes it. It's science, scientific. And finally, the example that Lord Chaitanya expressed to Rupa Goswami for Aishvarya Ganamisra was Krishna wanted to joke with Rukmini. And he was in their bedroom and he was starting to describe how really he was not fulfilling the needs of a husband very well, that she probably should have gone to Shishupal and accepted him. And Rukmini became overwhelmed and bewildered by Krishna's presentation, and she thought he was going to leave her. And she fell down like right. I think everybody knows that example. Like the banana tree blown over by the wind. On the other hand, so that's Aishvarya Gyana Misra Bhakta, and this manifests where? Everywhere. Throughout the entire material world, spiritual world, Vaikuntha planets, and even on Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, is divided into different places, just like America has different states and there's different moods. No matter where you go, we're in Florida, you go up to Maine, it's a different place, same country, different energy, different moods. So in Mathura and Dwarka, there is still this Aishvarya again. Only in Braj, only in the Vrindavan area, in Braj Mandala, is the Kevala Bhakti current manifest. Paramakaruna Pahundu Vidina Vitai Gaura Chanda Saba Avatara Sarasire Romani Kevala Ananda Kanda. So Lord Chaitanya has come to give. He is the Sarasri Romani, the topmost jewel of all the incarnations of God. None of the other ones come to give this. Braj Bhakti, this relating to the Lord, even though they know of his opulences, their love for him is so dominant that it doesn't become crippled. And the examples, our Mother Yasoda, when Krishna ate dirt at Brahmandagat, why is it called Brahmandagat? Brahmanda means the universe. Krishna and Balaram wanted to get Krishna in trouble. So he came back and said, Mata, Krishna ate dirt down by the banks of the river. And Mother Yasoda became concerned. Oh, he's eating dirt? Nonsense, boy. So she brought him back and said, I didn't eat dirt. I didn't eat dirt. Let me look in your mouth to see. And of course, when he opened his mouth, Mother Yasoda, for a moment, became bewildered by seeing the entire universe, the entire Mahatattva, and herself and Krishna. But her bhav, her rati, for Krishna as her son, was so dominant in her heart that moments later, what happening to my son? How he's becoming so influenced? Oh, I hope nothing's wrong. Her love as a mother was dominant. And this manifested in this way. Another was when he was stealing the butter and going to other people's homes and stealing. And, of course, the day that she came out and was cooking for him, and the milk boiled over, and she went to get it, and he went out and started breaking butter pots, feeding monkeys. She came with a stick. Now, following our past examples of Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya in Aishvarya, Misra, Gyan, Misra, there's no manifestation of you going up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a stick and saying, stop this, you nonsense. The love was manifested like that. And then the cowherd boys. Lord Chaitanya is giving these examples to Rupa Goswami, who later fluffed them and manifested them into the science of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Cowherd boys, one time, Palambasura was sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna, took the form of a cowherd boy, but Krishna knew who he was. So he made teams, and he was on the same team as Palambasura. And they played, and the wager was, whatever team lost, they had to carry the other team on their shoulders and run around. So Krishna and Balaram's team lost. And it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna had to carry Sridham on his shoulders. The Supreme Personality of God had lost the game, and he had to put Sridham on his shoulders and carry him. And then, of course, Palambasura carried Balaram off, manifested this big form, and Balaram killed him. But the love of the cowherd boys, one of the features that we read, was that although one is never equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Sakya Rati devotee feels equal to the Lord, and he does not feel guilty because of this. It's not that they're thinking, hey, it's Krishna, maybe I shouldn't really be so intimate. That doesn't manifest in their hearts. They're playing. They steal food off his plate. They feed him their food. They get on his shoulders. They enjoy this carefree attitude. And then finally, the last example was when the gopis heard Krishna's flute on the full moon night and came to the banks of the Jamuna at Vamsivad. And then Krishna started to tell them that it's very dangerous. You've come out here in the middle of the night. It's not proper that your husbands and your brothers and your fathers are all worried about. Better you go back home. And what they told him, you are a cheater that you invite us here. What kind of cheating is this? That you invite young girls, you're a young boy, out to dance in the night, and now you're doing this. So this Kitava was the name of the word. They're calling the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their loving rati a cheater. So when we read about this pastime of Lord Chaitanya with all his associates playing in the garden, playing in the water, can you see what's happening? Can you see the carefree mood? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, Lord Nityananda, Lord, I'd wait to all playing with one another, completely lost and abandoned of playing. What is this? This is that. Move. They're splashing water on Lord Chaitanya. It's not that, oh, Mahaprabhu, big sannyasi, Brahman, we have to be, you know, no more Mahava the night. It wasn't that kind of a mood. They're playing, they're enjoying. They're playing kartals, they're croaking like frogs. And they're enjoying for 9 days. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into this mood that Krishna had returned to Vrindavan. And we can just enjoy the mood of being together, chanting and dancing. And this is the umbrella under which all these different pastimes are manifested. Now if we could play that. Can't play it now. All right, back and forth. Srila Prabhupada's explaining that this sentiment, Shruti Smriti Paranadi Pancharatra Vidam Vina, it must be based on the Vedic literatures, on the examples of the pure devotees of the Lord, by the Nitya Siddhas. So it's interesting that in our own hearts, we should constantly check and balance, associate with others, that didadati pritigidnati, guyam akyati prichati. Sometimes it means to share intimate feelings of the heart. You don't do that with everybody. You do that with people that you trust. These fibers, these sentiments deep in our hearts, they're not something that should be... people get really hurt in this world. But to speak of, you can really, really feel abused. And then what happens is you close. What's that famous line? That it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little bit colder. No, let her into your heart.
I have on the iPhone.
Yeah? We have, no, not that song. Microphone, we can try. No, this one says Prabhupada sentiment. You can do. I'm not good with technology on the phone. Sentiment, not science. Prabhupada. No.
Bhagavat Tattva Vigyana.
Vigyana.
Vigyana means science. It is not concoction, speculation. It is a science. Just like mathematics is a science. 2 + 2 = 4. You cannot make 2 + 2 = 5 according to your means. No. Anywhere you go, it doesn't matter. Because it is science, so either in America or in India or in England, everyone will accept 2 + 2 = 4. That is science. Science is true everywhere. Not that I can imagine my God according to my whims. You can imagine your God. That is going on. Now, how you can imagine? There is no question of imagine. This Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, this truth, this science, can be understood by a person who is Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha. Free from material association. He can understand. Mukta Sangha Sajaya. And the condition is even prasanna manaso. When you are enlightened, engladdened, because so long we are in the jurisdiction of ignorance and passion, there cannot be any jubilant. There cannot be any enlightenment. Therefore you have to come to the platform of goodness, as it is stated in the previous, tada rajastamo bhava kamalu bhadayascha ji. Chita etairana vidyam. Chita, everything is working within the heart. The whole thing, heart is the center point of this body. So, when the heart is not punctured by the rajagun and tamagun, and you become situated on the modes of goodness, then you become jubilant. Who is chanting Hare Krishna mantra and thinking of Krishna within his heart, first class. That is Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. And if he does it nicely according to the rules and regulation in the beginning, then he becomes prasanna manasa, prasanna enlightened. There is no more any lamentation or hankering. This is the sign. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavata bhakti yogata. Then you can understand what is God. God is not so cheap. Come on, I shall show you God. You haven't got to follow any rules and regulations. People want to be cheated, therefore there are so many cheaters. They take advantage of it because they want everything very cheap. That is not possible. Oh. This is the stage. Prasanna manasa. Oh. Then you can understand what is God. Bhagavat tattva, because it is a science. Eh? If somebody says, come on, I shall teach you the science of chemistry within a second, give me some money. Is it possible? If somebody says, I shall teach you mathematics, come on, give me some money. So why these rascals are misled? It is a science. It is not sentiment. It is science. There was understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without reference to the scientific books, Vedic literature. It is simply disturbance, simply rascaldom. Creating disturbance always, cheating some people. They are cheated, they do not get anything, create some disturbance. That is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Suti Sriti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhin Bina Oikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpata eva kalpata. Utpat means disturbance. So many rascals, without reference to the Vedic literature, revealed scriptures. Suti Sriti, these are Vedic literatures. Suti Sriti Puran, Panchratri ki Vidhi. Without reference to all these books, if anyone possesses himself, that he has understood God and devotion and service, it is simply disturbance, creating disturbance. That's all. Suti Sriti Puranadi, because it is a science. How you can manufacture it? It is not that thing. Therefore, any religion without scientific understanding, through philosophy, it is simply sentiment. It is not religion. And philosophy without religious understanding is mental speculation. That is also useless. Philosophy which does not search ultimately what is true, what is God, that philosophy is mental speculation. And the knowledge of God without philosophy is simply sentiment. This should be combined. To understand God, our relationship with God, our duty, everything should be understood scientifically. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam. Therefore this word has been used, vijnanam. Vishesha jnanam. Jnanam, ordinary knowledge. And B, when the this word is added, be, meaning vishesha, particular, for practical application. This vijnana. So this vijnana, this science can be understood by mukta sangha, who is freed from the lower modes of material nature, especially tamogun and rajogun. Do not be fooled by so many rascals that Bhagavad Tattva Vijnana, the science of God, understanding is so cheap that anyone can give you by simply one day's association with some rascal. This is not supposed. Yes, it has to be studied. It has to be practiced. It has to be realized.
So if you take those concepts and apply them specifically to the cultivation of love of God, then they really ring a louder tune, a more specific explanation. It must be studied, it must be realized, it must be practiced. We can't love God, love Krishna, simply by sentiment. We're off. Why are we here in this material world? Something's not right, and it needs to be corrected. And this is the process reach down into mind, to dig way down into that depths of the heart, of the soul itself, and transform it by this process, so that love, spontaneous love, whatever it is, that exists eternally as us, with us, that rati awakens. This is the process. So we shouldn't take it cheaply or think that that's what Srila Prabhupada was describing. That just because someone tells some stories or you associate with them for one or two days and it looks like you've gotten very advanced by hearing from them. He was describing, you can't do it in a day. The example of the chemistry, here, let me teach you chemistry. Give me some money, you come to my weekend seminar, and I'll teach you love of, how to attain Braj Bhakti. It's the same thing as Bhagavat Saptaha. Come for 7 days and walk away, and Srila Prabhupada would say, you see the activities of the people when they walk away from the Saptaha are the same as the activities they did before, smoking deities, drinking tea, whatever it might be. No, the transformation of heart. And that takes, as he said in the end of the lecture, what has to be practiced. It has to be studied. It has to be realized. It's that's our side of showing Krishna our rati. And if we approach, he'll reciprocate. So these were my realizations about the performance of the Vrindavan pastime. Any questions, comments, discussion? From Govinda Prabhu.
I was thinking that you worked at the pastimes of Damodar Leela. And I remember Sanatana Goswami's comment. He says, Satyavrata Muni, in his perfectional stage, he composed that. Even though it's eternal prayers, but still it revealed in his heart. And the way he addressed Krishna not as a Brajabashi or a coward boy. He addresses Namami Isharam, Sachidananda Rupam. He bowed down to that Supreme Personality of God who is a controller, who is transcendentally situated. So he shows the awe and reverence, opulence, Isharjogyan first. But then if you look at the third, Iti drikshalila virananda kunde saghosam nimajjantam akhyapayantam tadiyasitagyesu bhaktirjitat. Where Krishna is actually drowned into ecstasy, these pools of ecstasy. So Sanatana Goswami Pad gives that if we evoke the majestic aspect, opulence aspect of the Lord, if we thoroughly understand that, then it will evoke our submission, surrender, which is compulsory necessary. Then if we hear and contemplate and reflect about his sweetness, then affection for him will also arise. So then he gives that if we first do the majestic aspect, then submission will take place and heart will be pure. Then if we glorify and hear about his sweetness, then the affection will be improperly situated.
Oh, nice.
And if somebody does the opposite, there is a danger.
Ah. Yes. No, next week Shyam Kishore gives class. Next week we'll read about the Gauranga Nagaris. It's a rasabhasa. It's approach with rati, which is not proper. It doesn't create true rasa. Very nice. Thank you.
I went to the Puri Ratiyatra one time, and I wonder if this is something that was done in the old days, or if it's a new practice, but they stopped the cart maybe 200 meters before the Gundicha Mandir, and the deity stayed overnight there. And we had to bribe the police and the pundits, but we went up on the carts and...
to go the next morning?
Next morning. And then we would give it... I had like about 5 donations to get up to the car. About 1,000 rupees a cart. And then the pundit would put your head on the lotus feet of the Lord.
Oh,
is that a new practice?
I don't know. There's no real explanation that happened, but in the years when we were in Puri, some years they make it and some years they don't. It
depends upon the Lord how much he wants to be moved.
There you go.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. But sometimes management. One year, King became very adamant. We make it this year. He even proclaimed it before. He put it in the paper. We will make it.
then, I went on all 3 carts. My wife went on Subhadra's, and she got up to the top, and it was time to give her donation to the pundit, so she gave him 50 rupees, and he took out this whip and hit her with it.
Wow.
And it was actually, she was like, what the heck is going on? And she thought, boy, this is pretty heavy. But it's actually...
No, it wasn't enough. It was appreciated.
It was a blessing.
Yeah.
An unusual blessing.
Yeah.
I was appreciating the mood that you were bringing out about Lord Chaitanya, and I was thinking of the Adi Lila, chapter 3, verse 14 and 16, where it says, Lord Krishna was speaking. He says, for a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. So then the next verse is, everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulated principles, one cannot obtain the loving sentiments of the devotees of Brajabhumi. And the next one is, knowing my opulence, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. So this, in this pastime, you were pointing out how once he got to the situation where he could manifest this aspect of the reason, one of the reasons why he appeared.
Yeah, and it appears that 9 days, while the deities are at the Gundicha Sundarachala, that Lord Chaitanya entered into that bhav, that mood, of Braj Bhakti, whereas the other times it's more of a different mood, separation, feeling separation from Krishna. Aramati? Who? Oh, sorry.
When you hear a class like that, naturally your mind is thinking, okay, what is how do we approach or, you know. And I was thinking, I think I heard from you about how for ourselves, devotees of Lord Chaitanya, that just performing, just being in the dasya mood and serving Lord Chaitanya in the dasya mood, that we don't need to worry about other things. The Lord Chaitanya will take care of things, so to speak. Is that correct?
Well, certainly, as we'll be discussed next week, Lord Chaitanya appeared in 1486 and disappeared in 1533. His subsequent disciples, Narottam Das, Shyamananda, Srinivasacharya, that next generation, Bhakti Ratnakara, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat came out. But then gradually, I don't know how long it took before the 13 different apasampradayas manifested by the time Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared. The sentiment of worshipping Lord Chaitanya in Madhurya Lila, in Madhurya Bhav, manifested. Opposite to what you're saying, and then the Gauranga Nagari element arose, and that I didn't want to get into that because that's next week's topic. But yes, our mood with Lord Chaitanya is dasya, but certainly we're encouraged, and therefore in our hearts should open up to hearing and chanting and associating in Krishna's lila with him like that. Not Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is accepting the mood of a servant of Srimati Radharani and encouraging his followers to also accept that mood.
Hare Krishna, thank you. To understand what Pandavendra Prabhu was saying, sounds like we have to go through the learning of the Lord's opulence and put proper submission in study.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you, Pran. That was very succinct and appropriate.
And then the spontaneous will develop.
Yeah.
And isn't it that the four rasas above, the shanta, aren't all four associated with spontaneous attraction? It doesn't start after dasya, right?
Yes, but not kevala. Kevala, without awe and reverence, won't manifest in a servant. I don't know of an example of that.
Right.
There was none offered, and I don't understand how that could.
Yeah, I remember Srila Prabhupada saying in a report.
But in friendship, there could be both.
That with the dasya, there was a little fearfulness, and you weren't quite as free as a friend.
Right. Pandui? No. Come on. This guy.
I was remembering a verse in the Navadvip. Dham Mahatmya mentions that when you perfect your service to Lord Chaitanya, then automatically the Madhurya Bhava manifests.
Thank you. Sukhita? Then it won't be automatic. Then it will be better. Whatever your rasa is.
So, you know, through the years, I've often heard that performing Sangatan Yagya, you know, interacting with the fallen souls, that's in the mood of the gopis. Because I get a little confused when I think that, you know, in our line with Lord Chaitanya, then that, you know, we're trying to, you know, get in the mood of, you know, higher rasa. So I guess my statement question is that scripturally based, that idea of doing Sankirtan is in the mood of the gopis? And because it seems so exalted and so pleasing to Krishna that it must be a very exalted
gospel. What we've come to kind of discuss is that gradual appreciation, first of all, for the Supreme Lord, and who is God? That, you know, the relationship, sambandha, abideha, and prayojana, is a gradual progression of one's relationship with the Supreme. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, you can't artificially think that you're on Harinam Sankirtan as the gopis, although someone may do that. But
in the Muda.
Well, Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. Mm-hmm. Yes, certainly it can be cultivated. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what we're talking about, cultivating. What my understanding is that whatever is in a seed, the nature of the plant will manifest when it's in the right environment. You take the seed, everything is inside it, it's condensed, it's there, and it starts to germinate and it sprouts. And as it grows, its nature is revealed. So in the same way, this process that we're performing, this process that Lord Chaitanya has given, is saying, here you residents of Kali Yuga, you do this, you water this plant in your heart by this activity, and it will grow. And then there are so many different features to that, protecting the plant, association, things like that. But what is deep within will manifest, and that kind of leads to what you were saying. It's not automatically Madhurya Bhava for everyone if someone's in another. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's point was that if that's your rasa, then that will manifest.
Hare Krishna. In relation to Sukhita's inquiry about Sankirtan, the gopis, when they were called by Krishna to come to the forest, there's a verse explaining that they have given up their families, their fathers, their husbands, their children, their reputation, their everything, to come and see Krishna. So when we're engaged in a service that demands that we give everything, of course, any service you would be inclined to give everything to, but the nature of approaching the conditioned souls is that you leave your false ego. Even if you play tricks on your mind, okay, I'll never see this person again, I'm going to go up to him and I'm going to give him Krishna. And this desire to awaken that love for Krishna in everyone's hearts. We can philosophically find comparisons to the mood of the gopis. When I was reading that, I read it to you, my husband, I read it to, that how the gopis felt that they gave up everything, and we were identifying that we actually have gone through that process of giving up everything, and we haven't given it all up yet, so Krishna's working on us. But that has to be a full surrender, and the gopis are known as being fully surrendered.
It's cultivating that move.
It's cultivating.
By performing, by doing.
Yeah.
Those verses that I read, I stopped at a particular one because I'm not going to keep reading. But a couple verses later, Lord Krishna, he says, I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. So there's the four mellows of devotional service in the Sankirtan.
Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.